And now, meeting mission goals through technology report. Brought to you by General Dynamics Information Technology.
Mark Goldman, IT Portfolio Manager at the U.S. Postal Service, talks about why the Post Office thinks it's important to go green.
The way we've approached all this is that green is good business. You know, it's not just a question of trying to be environmentally friendly, which, of course, is what we want to do. But when we look at what we're doing, we're saying, well, it saves money, and that's important. And we've done this with our employees, and we've also done it towards our customers. When you consider the fact that you no longer need to go to a post office, you're saving on fuel. When you use USPS.com, we will send you recyclable packaging and recycled packages and goods. All that works in terms of being a very green business.
General Dynamics Information Technology, delivering the strength of mission support services and information technology. GDIT.com.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, worldwide on federalnewsradio.com. News and information for and about the federal decision maker. Weekday mornings 6 to 10, listen to The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jane Norris. They'll give you the story behind the headlines and talk to the federal newsmakers themselves. Then it's In Depth with Francis Rose from 1 to 3, focusing on career development for the federal executive. 3 to 7, join Chris Dorobek and Amy Morris for the Daily Debrief. Live interactive news and analysis on the things that affect your federal career. Federal News Radio 1500 AM also broadcasts all the action of Nats baseball, Caps hockey, GW and American University basketball, Navy athletics, and DC United soccer. Visit federalnewsradio.com for the latest game information and listen on the radio or on your computer to all the game day action. Federal News Radio 1500 AM, your source for federal news now. Looking for usable news and information that helps you do your job? Tune into In Depth with Francis Rose every weekday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Francis explores the relationship between agencies and Congress by taking you to the hearing rooms on Capitol Hill and asking questions of federal decision makers and experts. You'll get a firsthand look at how Congress affects your agency's personnel, funding, and oversight. In Depth also looks at the relationship between agencies and contractors, companies that do billions of dollars of business with the federal government. Talk about the work they're doing for agencies, the work they're bidding on, and the work they didn't get. And In Depth will help you be a better manager. Francis talks to authors, scholars, and managerial experts about managing projects, managing your workforce, and managing yourself. In Depth with Francis Rose, every weekday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Hi, this is Derek T. Dortch. Hey, listen, join me Thursday afternoons at noon for Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch. I'll walk you through how to win government jobs and contracts. I'm going to walk you through how to manage your government career and how to make the most use of government services. Every week on Fed Access, you're going to learn something interesting about federal agencies and how you can gain access. Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch, Thursday afternoons at noon on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
We know your day is getting busier, and it's hard to keep track of the news that affects your agency. Let us help. Listen every weekday afternoon from 3 to 7 for the Daily Debrief with Chris Dorobek and Amy Morris. Chris and Amy bring the news to you, from the impact of the presidential transition to the latest directive from OMB. The Daily Debrief with Chris Dorobek and Amy Morris, weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now. Headed to Fort Detrick or the I-270 Technology Corridor, Federal News Radio can be heard crystal clear on 820 AM in Frederick, Maryland. It's the same great station, just on an added frequency. Get the latest news about the federal government and government contractors. Hear exclusive interviews with the movers and shakers in the federal arena. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM or 820 AM in Frederick, Maryland. Federal News Radio, your source for federal news now.
.9 This is the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jane Norris on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Faked you out, didn't we? Well, we were planning on playing Meeting Mission Goals Through Technology, but because of technical difficulties, you will have the pleasure of our company for a few more moments as we tell you about President Obama's recognition of the accomplishments of actors, activists, athletes, and many others when he presents the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 16 people.
Yeah, and heading the headlines there is film star Sidney Poitier. And also civil rights icon, the Reverend Joseph Lowery, and Billie Jean King, the tennis player. There are three of the people that will be getting those honors today.
Well, this is President Obama's first presidential medals. And this is always an occasion where presidents get to shine. There's no controversy. Well,
a little bit.
There can be a little, but nobody shows up to protest. This is always a nice event. It's usually held at the Kennedy Center. I believe that's where it will be. And there's some really good honorees this time around. Not that they're not all wonderful and equal in their own right, but you know, people that I think are well deserved. So Nancy Brinker, you may not have heard of her, but you've certainly heard of her foundation. It's the Susan G. Komen Run for the Cure. She is a leading breast cancer grassroots organizer. She organizes races all over the country, raises millions of dollars for breast cancer research because her sister died of breast cancer. She'll be one of the honorees tonight, as well as Dr. Pedro Jose Greer Jr., Assistant Dean of Academic Affairs at Florida International University School of Medicine.
Also, Stephen Hawking, the Cambridge University physicist and mathematician, and he has done a lot of work on black holes and has really popularized some of these difficult subjects with his 1988 book, A Brief History of Time.
Yeah, and he has Lou Gehrig's disease.
I believe that's what it is.
Yeah, Lou Gehrig's disease, and so he's almost completely paralyzed. He speaks through an electronic voice synthesizer. But I mean, for a physicist, this guy really has broken through somehow in his inability to communicate with the world. He has communicated more than many others do with their own voices.
Probably we know what black holes are, thanks in part to his work.
Yep. And so there are a number of others that you might recognize. Cheetah Rivera, actor, singer, dancer, and winner of two Tony Awards. So she, I'm sure, will provide some interesting moments tonight. And Mary Robinson, Ireland's first female president and one-time UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
That's the controversial one, I think, tonight, because she had organized that Durban conference on human rights through the UN, and the United States boycotted it. And the second version was supposed to occur earlier this year, and President Obama wouldn't let the United States go to that one either.
Well, interesting that we'll watch that unfold. So some other recipients that you'll recognize: Senator Edward Kennedy, who has been battling brain cancer. Of course, his contributions to the Senate. He's called the Lion of the Senate, and his signature piece of legislation, health care, is, you know, making its way through the process right now. So he'll be honored, as well as Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who recently retired and probably best known to many of us for her hole in one.
Yes.
In Arizona, Supreme Court justice, you can hit a hole in one in golf. That's pretty good. And Anglican Bishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa.
And a couple of posthumous awards, too. Former Republican Representative Jack Kemp of New York. He was a quarterback turned politician, and he just died in May. And also gay rights activist Harvey Milk, assassinated back in 1978. And, of course, the subject of a movie which came out last year to pretty popular acclaim.
Yeah, it was. And it was an interesting play. I saw the play Milk in Atlanta when I lived there in the 80s. So it was interesting life that he led. And, of course, he was a gay rights activist before such things were, I don't know, more popular, I guess, or more widespread. So the Medal of Freedom Awards, we congratulate all that that are receiving them tonight. And they were established in 1945 to recognize civilians for their efforts during World War II. And President John F. Kennedy reinstated the medal in 1963 to honor distinguished service. So that's quite an honor tonight. And then finally from us tonight, and don't blame the messenger, Australia has an invasive species, and they have an interesting way of getting rid of them. Eat them.
They sound tasty.
Yeah, but this is not what you think. It's not the koala bear or anything like that. It's the camel. A Apparently, there are 650,000 roaming camels all over Australia. And in the 1840s, explorers brought the camels to Australia from India and the Middle East. Today, they say there are more than a million of the two humped versions. And
Million humps.
Yeah, it's a lot of humps. And the government ponied up $16 million to cull the camels in a controversial way. They are shooting them from helicopters.
Oh, that wouldn't go over too big in the United States.
Well, if you remember, Sarah Palin, the former governor of Alaska, was criticized roundly for culling the wolf herd, if you want to, whatever you call it, in Alaska by helicopter or by plane. So Australia apparently doesn't have a queasy stomach about this. They say it's an invasive species, doesn't belong in Australia, has survived there because the climate is right for the camel, but they're doing all sorts of things like competing with the native fauna and livestock. They're breaking water pipes and bathrooms, breaking into bathrooms because they need water.
Well, they're very big. They don't seem like the brightest creatures in the world. Their heads are kind of small. But I wonder if the hump is a delicacy, like the shark fin.
I don't think it's all cartilage. I think I can safely say I'm the only one that's ridden a camel in the room. Am I right?
I've been to the nose of one, but I can't say I've climbed aboard.
Well, I have climbed aboard a camel. It is not the kind of experience you think. It's exciting for the first 5 seconds, and then you realize the camel is dirty and full of germs, kind of mean and nasty, and makes all kinds of weird noises.
So Jane of Arabia, not.
It was the strangest experience. They get up, you know,
their hind legs first.
Yeah, their hind legs go up first. So there you are, pitched forward, and then their front legs go up, and there you are, pitched backwards. And then comes the ride, which is not fun either. Hulung, da-dung, da-dung,
da-dung. Well, I wonder if camel racing could come to Maryland and revive the what has been known as the dying.
Don't start it here, because then you'll end up with the same situation that Australia, because I don't think they could survive our climate. They're kind of a warm weather camel.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for us, ladies and gentlemen. We've had a great show. Meeting Mission Goals from Technology will bring you a little bit later today. We'll seem to figure out what the technological problems are there and bring you that report. But in other terms, you need to listen to the entire show today. The Daily Debrief this afternoon with Chris Dorabeck and Francis Rose. It's Chris's birthday, so he's going to have a cavalcade of stars on this afternoon.
That's his word, a cavalcade.
It is indeed.
Not a camelcade, a cavalcade.
So you want to tune in for that between 3 and 7 this afternoon. And then Francis does double duty today at 1 o'clock. He'll be on his own show, In Depth with Francis Rose, from 1 to 3. So check it out throughout the day. And please join us tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. here on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m. Have a great day, everyone. Be careful of those showers and thunderstorms.
Playing Nice. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Ira Dreyfuss with HHS HealthBeat. Researchers see signs that in video games, what you play in the game affects how you act in real life. Brad Bushman of the University of Michigan and his colleagues conducted 3 studies about how kids, teens, and college students acted after playing games. One of the studies was done in the United States and was supported by the National Institutes of Health. Bushman says the studies showed a relationship between violent games and hurting others, but he says they also showed a relationship between kinder games and helping others. So Bushman says games can either help or hurt, and he advises parents to monitor their kids' games.
They can either play the games with the children or at least watch their children play the games.
Bushman's report was in Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin. Learn more at hhs.gov. HHS HealthBeat is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Ira Dreyfuss.
Profile America, Wednesday, August 12th. Today marks the birth date of renowned country singer Buck Owens, born Alvis Edgar Owens. With his band, the Buckaroos, he had 19 consecutive number one singles in the 1960s, such as